And with that, I have now pressed the button. All previous antics are not in the recording.
Alas, alas.
You will know. You will all note that you now have a luck pool.
Oh, you updated us. No, yes. I do.
I've got a luck
pool. And everybody starts with a reroll's worth of luck.
I feel lucky. Ooh. Let's go to the casinos.
You were kicked out of the casinos, don't you remember?
They said I didn't meet the height requirement. I never heard of a casino with a height requirement before.
I think that was a claim.
They couldn't prove you were cheating.
Anyway, the casino was built inside the old steel mill. They didn't have a height requirement back then. Child labor was fashionable.
I don't think that's the word.
Technically, aren't we doing child labor?
Oh.
When we're supervillaining?
For children or laboring?
Yeah.
It's an internship.
It's an unpaid internship. Oh no. I rescind my previous comment about this being a utopia.
It's not unpaid. You're getting credit.
School credit. Right. Of course. Got it.
It's not even credit. They're just marking it off as our required amount of service learning hours.
Yeah, I can't beat that allegation.
At least Nobody's making me talk to ambassadors.
Why would they make you talk to ambassadors?
Alien politics.
Oh, that kind of ambassador.
Remember, Dawn Commander used to be a superhero.
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
We should probably do the opening so people know who the heck is talking. And I don't mean the players.
In media res, in media res.
Oh no, the media's here.
Again?
Sunday night. And you know what that means. Well, actually you probably don't, because it's not Plus Ultra. Instead, we are back at Mo's home for the delinquent and disturbed.
That's us.
With our friends, Beth, Crash, and Io, all of whom are delinquent and disturbed.
Don't tell my employer.
I'm trying to figure out which one of us were delinquent and which one of us were disturbed. I'm delinquent.
Well,
and
when my cat walks across me in the middle of the night, that disturbs me.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's cats for you. Yeah, I'm Siller, who might be dressed in and or look rather like a magpie for reasons.
I'm sure that's very helpful to everybody at home. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Oh, that stuff. The impulsive, well, under bird folk, sneak thief with stealth something that filled out the whole thing. Stealth flavor. Moves like a cat. Is that the introduction? Siller. Delinquent.
You can describe your character if you'd like. Aside from looks like a magpie.
Well, dressed in black and some contrasty white that does not stop them from in and out of the shadows likes to appear out of shadows. It's a thing. It's a shtick. It's not actually something that I have a particular... Well, no, I do. I have... If I step into shadows or behind cover and everyone who's observing me loses track of me. I'm not invisible, but I can't be seen until I reveal myself by moving out of the shadows. So I hide in the shadows a lot because it's fun. I mean, wouldn't you?
No.
Not really.
You've met me.
Yeah, I know. It would hide you from, like, your weird nosy parents.
My mom's not
You'd
that nosy.
Think.
Dawn Commander, why don't you introduce yourself?
Dawn Commander, also known as Suzanne Sky, is a brash and graceful warrior who flies faster than a bullet. She's also an ex-superhero whose superheroic family... Well, they sent her here, but they don't seem to really get that she's on the other team now. Then again, sometimes she doesn't always seem to get that she's on the other team now. But she's trying. Very trying.
Maybe they think your being on the other team is a phase.
They sent you here, though. I don't get...
Yeah, I'm not sure if they get what here is?
Look, sometimes
you skip school that one time. you skip school that one time, and it says delinquent in the name.
They maybe think that I'm supposed to be being reformed here or something. I'm not sure. They haven't said. I haven't asked in case they, you know, think that, yeah.
Huh. Some people come to their own conclusions about the school, and I'm not going to disabuse them of their notions.
And all rivalries aside, we do have an exchange program. The credits can transfer.
And if they don't, I'm already in your systems.
Wait, that was you?
What was me?
Get my secretary on the line.
Dawn Commander, why don't you describe yourself?
Dawn Commander is a pale, very athletic young woman with short red hair and green eyes and freckles and, well, frequently an ostentatious super suit, because activating her powers involves a somewhat Shazam-like transformation. She has, you see, a super artifact that grants her powers, etc. It's bonded to her. You know the drill. And the outfit is very shiny and red and white and powered by the indomitable humanoid spirit, which can be a little bit awkward when you're trying to be a supervillain.
That's fair. And Bug, I'm sure I've heard you speak up.
How about
you introduce yourself and describe yourself?
My stuff is powered by usually AA batteries, although I did make a machine the other day that did require 7 C-cell batteries. My mom was very upset with me. Hi, I'm Bertram Entman. Most people call me Bug, including my parents. I sometimes have a therapist. I am a weird mechanical adept who talks to machines with a technology flavor. I haven't yet had my growth spurt. My mom says I'm due any day now. But that means I am what most people refer to as diminutive, except for my eyes. My eyes are definitely large for my age, or my species.
Are both? Both?
Maybe. Some people tell me that I'm resemble a character in a Terry Pratchett novel, but those were not mostly illustrated, so I don't know which one.
It's probably better we don't.
Okay.
I have a guess, and I'm not going to say it.
In any case, I don't really have, like, a super suit or anything. Those cost a lot of money, and they tend to get torn up, so I just have these overalls over, like, a regular shirt and stuff. They're not Oshkosh Bagosh. My mom has a thing against brand names, so they're not that, but they are overalls that were from the children's section of the department store. But that's besides the point. Wasn't even the point. But sometimes I occasionally will have a grease stain or something on my face that I didn't notice because on the way to school I noticed something that could be made better. Sometimes the machines tell me what they want and I give it to them. And that's only led to 5 counts of wanton destruction of public property, which might be why I'm attending this particular school.
Bug is disturbed. I'm the delinquent. You get to be the disturbed.
I mean, weird is in his character sentence.
Yes.
Talked over EO. What was that?
I said, so that, what does that make me?
I don't know. You're fine. You're lost, I guess. Kind of.
Well, the headmaster came in and said that you skipped that one day of class, so that made you a delinquent.
I guess, yeah.
Tonight, the trio, there could have been others, but it's just a trio today, of supervillains in training, delinquent and disturbed youths, have been sent by Professor Inch to that most either delightful or terrifying of places. The mall.
They have an arcade, don't they?
Yes, they have a spaceport.
Okay, yay! I am totally looking for jewelry because I swear it was in literature class. There is one ring to rule them all.
Your assignment is that there is an event at the mall. You are to come up with ideas for disrupting the event. Don't put any of them into practice unless they're very, very good ideas and you're certain you're not going to get caught.
Also, I just looked at the GIF that Ellie put.
Yes.
Carcinization of magical girls. Yeah, that's fair.
So, how do you get to the mall?
I usually have to walk.
My mom
said I'm not allowed to use the rent scooters anymore because I improved them.
They're a bus.
Yes, there's a bus.
Yeah, but if you fly, that's kind of like obvious and people are going to be going, where's the magical girl? Where's the magical girl?
I'm not a magical girl.
No, but they're going to be saying it. So, you know, we're supposed to be subtle here, right?
You're female presenting and you have a transformation sequence.
Yeah, but that doesn't make her a magical girl.
Lots of superpowered people have a transformation sequence.
Right. That doesn't mean that she's a magical girl. She doesn't identify as a magical girl.
I don't have a talking animal friend or a wand.
You know, I'm not going to push the subject because it would end up that I would be the talking animal companion.
Or a poofy skirt.
A poofy skirt is required?
Most I think magical girls usually have that. Some magical boys, too.
I just do what the machines tell me to do.
Well, you can wear a poofy skirt if you wanted.
Yeah, yep. You could make an animal companion out of, you know, machines.
I could, but none of the ones I've talked to have wanted to be an animal.
Yet.
You're right. This entire time, Bug has been using his portable personal computer to play a video game. There are digital sounds coming out of it. The sounds mostly convey somebody not playing well.
Let's catch the bus to start with. We might need to fly to you know, make our escape.
Yeah, that's true.
I can carry Pete's real quick.
I'll grab my jacket.
Good idea.
It is, of course, an aviator jacket.
Of course.
I've got my bus pass.
I've got some bus tokens somewhere. My pockets.
My mom said I'm only allowed to use it in an emergency or for school purposes. And this counts as a school assignment, so I can use.
That's
my
right.
Bus
we're
pass.
Told. You're told to go to the mall because there's going to be an event, and we're supposed to, you know,
not
if your mom asks,
unless we wouldn't be caught. But we got to make a list. It's going to be a book report type thing.
It's a book report. Yeah. Exactly. I'll unpack a notebook so we can make a list.
I'm just going to write it down in this.
Yeah, I don't trust that.
There is a sound that sounds like it means game over, as opposed to you lost a life.
I really don't trust that.
No, I'm just playtesting.
Maybe we should look up what the event is.
We have to get to the place first, don't we?
Is it the model train exhibition again? I like
that. Yeah,
I liked that too. Someone enlarged one of the model trains and sent it rolling around like a weird little train dragon thing. And
it wasn't me.
Yeah. My lawyer said I'm not supposed to say that was incident number 3, but yes.
Nice.
High five.
Bertram will hold up his hand as high as it goes.
This might be a low five, considering that Suzanne can fly.
It's the spirit of the thing.
And we are all very spirited.
Last year, they did this thing where a bunch of Boy Scout troops had stuff that they showed off in the mall, and then they spent the night there. Might be that.
That could have potential.
Anyway, let me check the internet to see what the event is. The video game sounds do not stop.
Hey, Suzanne, you want to check the internet?
Yeah.
I got a 6 on investigation.
That is going to beat my difficulty 0.
Also, I was trained in it, so technically that would be difficulty 3.
That's definitely going to beat difficulty negative 2. Sorry.
I am going to fast forward to you arriving at the mall, because this is funnier. You will know what you're walking into, though.
Please, please, please let the fast forward be a bus goes past blocking the view, and as it goes away, we're all three standing in front of the mall.
Yes, that is exactly what it is.
Yes.
Excellent.
I can't remember what I named the town.
Was it given a name? I know I didn't.
It may not have been given a name.
I know I didn't give the name of the town for Moe's school. Well, my Moe's school, not your Moe's school.
Yeah, I don't think I gave it a name.
You know what? I think it's funnier this way.
Yes.
You arrive at the mall. There is a big sign out front saying the mall.
Yeah.
The is an acronym for the conglomerate that has been buying up malls over the nation.
Probably.
The periods after each of the letters in THE are quite small and hidden in the design.
No, the T stands for township. But we don't know the town's name, so we don't know what the H and E stand for.
I thought we lived in a borough.
Does this look like we're underground? No, wait.
No, not borough. Borough.
Are you sure you're not a hobbit?
It's kind of like a township.
Except it's underground.
No, they're above ground. Well, except for this one, but I think that's because of the coal fire.
Coal fire.
I didn't do it.
No, you
weren't alive when that one happened. I had to do a book report on natural disasters that can be caused by people.
Come on, we're going in.
Good idea.
Also preventing or causing?
Yes. Moral of the story is don't build a garbage fire on top of an open seam of coal in a coal mining town unless you actually want to have a fire that lasts for decades.
Oh yeah, that one. I'm not sure it's even gone out yet.
It hasn't.
That's what I was kind of afraid of.
Bus drops you off at the main entrance. But even coming in, you have not been able to avoid the signage for the event.
The event. Dun dun dun.
Bonus points if the signage just says, event happening today.
I've forgotten what they're called. The hallway leading into the mall. You are between two anchors. You're actually at an entrance to the mall. Uh-huh. This is a two-level mall.
Ooh, fancy.
And you have come in at the top level main entrance, which is, when a lot of people think of the mall, that's the back entrance, but this is, when you come to the mall, this is the way you come in. And so you can see down the hallway until it bends just a little bit as it goes to the main concourse. And in the main concourse, even from here, you can see the most prominent sign of the event, which is the giant Christmas tree that's been put up in the middle.
Oh, no.
The event you've been sent to disturb is the appearance of Santa Claus.
I was wondering.
For the record,
I am not dressing up as an elf again.
Again?
Bertram does not respond to your question.
Is this part of where that model... Never mind.
No, that was a different event.
Okay, important question. Is it the Christmas season?
Yes.
Okay. I was willing to accept.
This changes a lot.
Except Christmas in July.
Yes, it's the Christmas in July in September celebration. No, this is the supervillains Christmas special.
Of course.
My favorite thing about this is recording this before October.
Details. It's gonna air for Christmas.
Well, certainly. You try and stop me.
Never. No, I won't try to stop you.
Personally, I'm wondering who the first person to read the chat is gonna be.
Oh, I've read it, but I'm trying to figure out what the initials would be. My brain isn't going there right now.
Well, they are G and R.
Yes, they are.
Well done.
I see how that works, but that's not how I was trying to make the puzzle pieces fit together for that. Okay. Well, good news is we might see a model train, but it's going to be outside the, definitely not KB Toys, the legally distinct KB Toys.
You could still hit it with an enlargement ray.
No, I had to promise I wasn't going to use one of those for 5 years. It's part of the parole.
You'll just have to use your enlargement powder.
There's also an enlargement beam, enlargement particles.
You're not allowed to use any enlargement nouns?
Oh, no, I'm listing the things that they didn't include in the plea deal.
Okay.
I mean, they probably should have been in there, but nobody asked about them.
If nobody asks about them, that means that it's fine. You don't have to worry about it.
My favorite thing about playing Bug right now is this entire time his face is glued to the screen of his portable computer, and I am in the same pose. But it's an audio format. So, Mo is questioning life choices right now. But Bug is walking, just doing a full circuit of the top floor of the mall. It might look like he's not paying attention to anything, but he kind of is.
Yep, let's case this joint. And in fact, I've got a skill for that. It's not the one that I boosted up. I boosted something else up. But I have literally casing the joint.
Oh,
okay.
I'm going to let that resolve, and then I'm going to say what's going on with Bug.
A base difficulty I should...
Let's call it 3.
All right.
Oh.
You have no trouble at all.
That's a 20. Major effect. This means I get to say something about the thing, presumably, since I don't really want to do damage to the mall.
You do 4 damage to Santa.
No! That would be disruptive in the wrong way.
Describe how you succeed.
Well, there's going to be some sketching going on and possibly some surreptitious pictures with a smartphone and maybe a little, you know, sort of kick and nudge here on a few things so that there are some seriously excellent unbroken shadow corridors for somebody who likes to go in the shadows to get from here to there. Can I do that as a major effect?
Yeah.
Okay. Just going to set up a few little things here and there and case everything and get a nice clear map so that I can show my buddies here about the mall and especially about the area that we get to disrupt.
I'm imagining a little animated scene where Scylla is going zip, zip, zip from location to location, doing some particular activity of casing the joint, scribbling notes, etc.
Yep, I'll buy that.
At one point, as you're slinking around, you're up in the rafters near the skylights, and in the next scene, you're still holding the helium balloon that some kid had lost because if finders keepers.
Yeah, that's about right.
Sounds good to me.
Skylight.
Do you think it would be appropriately festive if we let the snow in?
I was thinking more crashing through the skylights.
Oh, I am not going through that skylight.
I didn't mean you, I meant me.
Yeah, but we might get caught. That's obvious.
I was breaking the fourth wall. Don't mind me.
Yeah. Don't worry about the fourth wall. We need to worry about skylights.
Well, we're coming up with ideas first.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
And the important thing about doing this during the holiday season is you've got to be on theme.
Yeah, but which theme? Because I'm trying to figure out, you know, okay, so we don't really want to put Halloween into December. That's been done. There's a movie.
Yeah, there's a movie.
What about, Easter? It's not like horrible running and screaming thematically wrong, but it's confusing.
I feel like that just ends up in throwing eggs at people.
Well, yeah, but no, I'm, you know, a whole bunch of, Oh, hey, I've got all those little plastic hollow eggs that you can put stuff into like candy, except we put in the firecrackers that go clear, you know, the kind that skitter on the ground. And we get like a whole dump truck of them and we pour them in.
Go off in somebody's eye.
I'm going
to
ask
hurt
that.
The kids who are seeing Santa.
I'm going to ask that we not have any plans that could potentially damage the arcade.
Where's the arcade?
If the mall burns down, we will not have an arcade.
Okay. We are not all right. No flammables. There's like party poppers or some. I've heard that word before. Something that makes a not an explosion, but it sounds like firecrackers. Maybe we can set off some, you know, sparklers way up high.
Someone who paid me to not have their name said out loud commissioned me to make a fart gas a while back.
Well, if nothing else, we can stick it under Santa's
Well, I think we can put that in the
chair. Eggs. Yeah, I suppose. Could work. But I was thinking, right now, how many holidays can we mash up into one to make it a whole horrible mess? I suppose that counts as April Fool's, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. We could release rabbits. Is there a pet shop here? They probably don't have
chicks.
Enough rabbits.
And little chicks.
But
and turkeys. We can drop the turkeys from the skylight.
Yeah.
As God is my witness.
Not turkeys can fly. The wild ones can. They fly up into the trees in the front yard all the time. And then you hear this crack, crunch, 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 as dead branches that fall down because a turkey tried to land on them.
And we can get a
Mari
LaWood. I don't know how to pronounce that.
Oh, yeah, the skull, the horse skull.
And go around demanding cheese.
Yeah! Since we can't demand the beer, because, you know,
not old enough to drink.
Right. Okay. Failing all else, a giant Mari Luid, yeah, them thing. Giant horse skull. Rampaging around the place, demanding cheese. The trick is not to get caught doing it. And rhyming. Yeah, we'll have to come up with some rhymes.
Oh, I'm not good at rhymes.
Well, the least we can do, you know, hand me cheese, if you please. And that's the default, right?
So,
because we're not going to do the fight rhyme fight.
Bug's been making a list during this conversation. I would like to read it for posterity.
Okay.
1. Let in the snow. 2. Change the holiday music. 3. Replace Santa with the Belschnickel because the Krampus is overdone. 4. Actual reindeer are scary. Mechanical ones, more so. 5. Exponentially replicating mechanical bunnies, in parentheses, gray goo, ? 6. Cheese for the cheese god, parentheses, giant horse skull.
Would you admit that going overboard on the Christmas things is also certainly, yeah, that's intriguing too.
Yeah, that is.
Stampede of reindeer. Where are we getting the reindeer? Mechanical reindeer?
Oh, they usually have some mechanical reindeer as part of the display. They usually just move their head back and forth a little bit. One or two of them will have a leg that lifts up and down again in a very not realistic way. Terrified me when I was little. Bug just lets the silence be there when he says that.
Mm-hmm.
Not realizing the irony at all until several seconds in, and then he's too awkward to say anything.
I mean, littler. We all understand. We all understand. Younger. Yes.
So, as we're walking around the mall and discussing this, possibly drawing attention from a few people who notice what we're talking about, possibly not at all because it's the Christmas season, so no one's paying attention to us at all. Could probably be in full costume and still not have people paying attention to us. Just want to point out, Bug has an ability called a sense for the weird. Sometimes, at the GM's discretion, weird things relating to the supernatural or its effects on the world seem to call out to you. You can sense them from afar. And if you get within long range of such a thing, you can sense whether it is overtly dangerous or not. This is the in-game mechanic for Bug's backstory of sometimes machines ask him to improve them. But GM's discretion carries a lot of weight. So I'm just going to toss this out there, not saying that I expect a thing, but I noticed that Ellie has a toolbox, and I would like to make sure that this tool is one of the ones in there, should Ellie choose that particular tool to hammer in the nail.
I appreciate that. The GM will remember this.
Yay, I'm helpful. And it occurs to me that I didn't change the settings on OBS, so for the entire time, it's been thinking that we're recording Plus Ultra.
What a strange Plus Ultra game. Oh well.
Regardless, the date on it is right.
You'll figure it out.
Future me is going to be upset with past me, I'm going to tell you that much.
Stick a post-it note.
On a digital file.
No, on computer.
Is there anything that catches Bug's eye other than the arcade as we make the full circuit? Understanding that he primarily has an eye for machinery, so he's not gonna even give Claire's a second thought. Maybe the Sparrows. Depends on what time of day we're here.
I would like to answer that in a moment. I am writing something out so that I can read it. And...
Oh, boy.
Those are the best things. That also explains why... Periodically, I've just seen Ellie is typing.
Dun, dun, dun. I don't know about you, but I think that's worth a dun, dun, dun.
I mean, maybe if we weren't supervillains, it would be, but there is the sound of a character life being lost again.
Hey, we're not necessarily supervillains. We might be super... Kit. You don't admit to the supervillain part, but we're not going to admit to it.
Well, we're still in training. And really, we're just supposed to be making a list right now.
Mm-hmm. I'm checking it twice.
Which I see what you did there. But also,
thank you.
Wouldn't the list be considered incriminatory evidence?
It's homework.
Yes, but also, I'm just going to make sure what I'm saving here is encrypted.
Yeah, that's fair.
Just going to enter in my password here. Something no one would guess. We see rules. There we go.
I hope you at least replaced one of the I's with a one.
Oh, it's all written in special characters.
Oh, okay, sure.
The whole thing.
Yeah, I believe it.
Every letter has an accent.
Yeah, those things are heck on screen readers.
It's okay. So if someone knew me online, maybe they'd be able to guess it because it's also the name of one of my alts on, Last Fantasy 18. My mom doesn't know I have an account, but I've been gold farming.
Hey, whatever gets you spare pocket change.
Oh, I can't convert it into real currency.
I thought that was the whole point. You sell the gold for currency.
Yeah, but they discontinued that because if people were able to do that, then the gambling section that they have in the world would end up being like real world gambling, and you need special licenses for that, and then there's the child endangerment stuff. And Bug goes on for a while.
Okay. Now I can answer you.
Okay.
The mall has that indoor garden aesthetic. You know the one. All the planters full of wide leaf plants and vines that give a hothouse vibe have been decorated with tinsel and globe ornaments. There are also decorations along the walls and on the fixtures, and many of the stores, including several software stores. We have an electronics boutique and a Babbage's. Two toy stores, K&K and KB. A candy shop called Nutcracker Sweet, that's S-W-E-E-T, and it's called that all year. A fast food restaurant, and a pop-up storefront where the girl adventurers are selling gift wrapping services are decorated as well. The food court is across the rear entry hall from the spaceport arcade and above the main concourse. There are two pairs of escalators and two glass elevators, and the ground floor fountain has been drained and replaced with an enormous Christmas tree and the Meet Santa attraction, where there's a whole set of mechanical elves and a camera that can be remotely triggered if need be.
I am adding something to the list because I misheard you, and therefore...
Yes. Yeah, that's...
Yeah, Beth typed it faster than me. I'm adding Meet Santa to the list.
I
also heard that for...
I mean, he's a living person, so technically, given that the elves are mechanical.
Well, yeah. Yes,
but what I've written here is what someone would think first when they read what I've written here.
That's
not
fair.
The technically correct version. That's not always the best one. Just ask my lawyer.
We could find some way to swap the Santa with, you know, they come over and look up and the beard falls off and it's nothing but hamburger under there.
That seems kind of nightmarish.
I'm taking Meat Santa off of the list.
Baloney? Fake baloney?
Baloney man.
I know that.
Hot dogs? Little weird little cubed stuff that they stick in some of the salads in the cafeteria? I mean, that might not even be meat, but... But I bet we could get a lot of it.
I heard another school with superpowered people and it had problems with their cafeteria after there was like a superpower magnet that went off and moved all the stuff that was metal to the other side of the kitchen.
That's why you don't use metal stuff in your kitchen. You know,
it's all ceramics now.
Right.
But the mall is not full of ceramics. I mean, it also is full of ceramics. But, like, the deer are animatronics, so there's a lot of ferrous metal in them. And, look at all the bolts that are holding together the display, because they got to take this apart and put it in storage every year, then put it back up again. So there's bolts there and there and there and there. You can't see me pointing in real life. And, well, the camera they're using to take pictures of Santa, like, there's nothing bolting that down. That would be the first thing to move, probably. One high-powered magnet in the right place.
Nature powers, then we could get the planters to overgrow, and it would be some kind of, nature versus commercialized Christmas thing, but...
That would work if they were real plants.
I mean, it might work if they're not real plants. You just don't need a nature power to do it. You need plasta power.
You'd need a pasta power?
Plasta power.
To the Sparrows. Yeah, I mean,
there's one of those too.
And the really cool thing, also another one, would be to swap figure out how to swap it so there's a mechanical Santa. And meanwhile, the elves and the deer and whatnot are just sort of rampaging around like they're live.
Yeah.
And Santa's just sitting there like an animatronic.
Is there a Nordstrom's equivalent here?
There's a Sears and a Macy's. Those are the anchor stores.
We're definitely back in time.
How big does the animatronic Santa needs to be?
We could have an animatronic Belschnickel.
Oh, that's easy.
And they could fight. Well, I mean, I guess probably, but sometimes mall Santas have powers. You know, Santa powers.
Yeah, but the Belschnickel carries a rotten fish.
Ew.
How about a giant Swedish fish?
I am not making this up, by the way.
I know.
It's Pennsylvania Dutch.
I tell you what, we've been playing for about an hour, so why don't I let you brainstorm some a little bit off camera, and we'll take a quick break.
I've had a lot of fun brainstorming on camera, but that makes sense. Sure, let's pause.
Okay, and before Crash's finger hits the pause button...
Oh, you were so close. Yes, continue.
Don Commander, you feel a prickle at the back of your neck just before you hear, "Hail and well met, evildoers!" Oh my god. That's where we're going to pause it.
Oh no! One moment, I'm going to get food for the cat.
We're back! What are you talking about? We're back at the mall! And there are our evildoer friends from the Galaxy Putt.
Hello!
Oh my god.
Bug is waving. He's not looking up from his game, but he is waving.
Stiller is going to put an arm around the shoulders of both Susanna, Dawn Commander, and Bug, and sort of, you know, drag everybody down into a huddle. Bug isn't dragged down into it. We're mostly trying to get on Bug's level, and hiss, "Okay. We goad them into attacking us. We run away. We don't hit back. They trash the place. We win. Right?"
There's a lot of cameras here.
And they're all going to be on us running away and them chasing us and doing all the destruction. We just have to dodge.
I'm pretty sure they can hear us.
Also, I'm good with machines, but I'm not going to be able to turn off all the cameras that will see us goading them.
I mean, all we have to do is breathe at them and we're goading them. Come on. They're heroes.
I've spent enough time in courtrooms for quite some time. Even if we pulled it off, their testimony would make us have to be in a courtroom. And I don't want to be grounded again.
But all we're going to do is breathe at them.
Would everybody please make me a perception roll of some kind?
I already said
yeah.
You do get an asset on this.
All I've got that's percepty is casing the joint, so it would basically be an intellect, I assume.
What's the difficulty?
Let's say 2.
In that case, I got it.
I think I need to change my dice so nice, because that's black on black. I can't see anything.
That seems appropriate for your character.
It is, but it's also a little annoying, so I need to figure out how to make the dice so nice.
I'm going to put a level of effort into this just because I can.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did not need to put effort into it. As is you the case usually.
You also
when
rolled
one
that privately.
There we go. I have revealed it.
Yeah, you did not need to put
Was effort. This your card? Wait, this is my name at the top. Never mind.
So all three of you noticed that while you have been talking, it sounded like Atar was probably about 30 feet away when he noticed you. All of the superheroes are sort of clustered behind you as you're doing your huddle. And
they got close.
They're not talking, but they're like gesturing to each other. Like, what are they doing? What do you know what they're doing? Are they, do they know we're right here? Like, this isn't a phone call.
I have a question.
All except for Terror, who is looking down at the Santa exhibit, whatever it is.
I have a question. Now, if we're in a huddle, that implies that we are in some type of triangular or circular formation. Which of us is facing the superheroes?
You are, since you rolled the highest.
Yay! Bug does not tell the others. I mean, they figure it out on their own, but Bug doesn't say anything when Bug sees them just walking over to us. Or floating over in the case of some of them.
Okay. So, what brings you to the mall on this most joyous of occasions?
Field trip.
Ah, what is the purpose of this field trip?
Book
note-taking.
Report.
I mean, technically it's not a book. It's a mall report, which is kind of weird, but...
Yeah, well, we're going to write a report on it like it's a book.
The teachers are buying it, so we get to hang out here.
I had to write a book report on the Grapes of Wrath last week. There were very few grapes in that book, and almost no wrath.
Worst grape juice ever.
Indeed.
At least you didn't have to read anything by Steinbeck.
Well, we're here because, Terror likes the holidays.
Oh, that's nice.
And the gremlin over by the railing looking down at the Christmas tree and the Santa attraction, their ears perk up as they hear their name and they go, nyeh.
For the listeners at home, Terror is spelled T-E-A-R-E-R. And the fact
as
that
in
it is
terror.
A,
mm-hmm.
The fact that
Ripper,
it
terror.
Is a pun brings joy to my cold, dead middle school teaching heart.
Yes, this is Atar. A young man in a red costume with a gold star-shaped mask and a jewel set in his forehead. He believes he's the reincarnation of the ancient god Atar, associated with the Morning Star. He wanted to be Dawn Commander's partner at the other Moe's school. He had not met Dawn Commander before Galaxy Putt. He just read the news. Glister is a beautiful young woman with medium dark skin, blue eyes, and long purple-blue hair. She has stars for freckles and in her hair. and she sits cross-legged about a yard off the ground and hovers slowly to where she needs to go. Thista is a young woman with medium-length black hair pulled tightly back in a black leather jumpsuit with a full-face purple mask. And Terror is a young man who looks like a gremlin, about 4 feet tall, with black fur covering his body, long ears, long horns coming from his forehead, eyes that are entirely red, and sharp teeth with tusks.
So you brought Terror here to get them in line for talking to
Santa? He wants to sit on Santa's lap.
Ah!
You know what? Let's go with this. Sure. We'll help.
You'll right? help?
Isn't that right? Look at Bug and Suzanne.
I don't think he needs help to do that, but okay.
Socket, no, that's my glass. It's not your
one. You're at the other school, right? You do helping?
We help all the time.
Why wouldn't we?
Well, some people have the impression that you are not superheroes.
They're not superheroes.
Yeah, but it's the holiday season.
Right. Yeah, it's the holidays.
You can only do holiday plots if it's the holidays. You know, where nothing really actually bad happens.
Right.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, Is that what you're doing here?
Something bad can happen if their heart grows 3 sizes that day. That's a serious medical condition.
That's a metaphor.
And a medical condition, maybe. It also depends on if they start.
Did that actually... I don't know. It might be normal for that species.
Remember that professor last year who had to take some medical leave for like a month and it was in July. No, January. One of those J months.
June?
Could have been. Anyway, they said his heart grew. And then he transferred over to their school?
Could be a long-term plot.
Weren't they related to Miss Professor Inch?
Ow. I try not to follow our teachers on social media.
How else do you get blackmail on them?
I sleep better at night.
You sleep at night?
Well, yeah. I have automated tasks that do the other stuff for me.
Yeah, but night's when it's fun to sneak around and stuff.
For you?
Well, yeah.
You can just like sneak up to a window and look through it. I gotta bring a stepladder with me.
Yeah, okay, true. I suppose if we find any of the... We get, like, a drone thing for you. You know, one of those little remote control ones and hook it up to a harness or something. And
I was going to put on a giant fake horse skull and ask for cheese, but I'm bad at rhyming.
Anyway, we didn't have to actually do anything. We just had to list it.
We're not doing anything. We're doing a book report. So, and we're going to help Terror get on Santa's lap.
Well,
indeed.
Doesn't Terror just have to get in line there?
In theory.
How long is the line?
It's about half a dozen kids or so.
Half a dozen kids? That could take minutes.
Well, I suppose we can just see what happens when Terror gets in line.
Well, quick question. Stairs, escalator, or elevator?
There's always jumping.
I'm not gonna.
Aww.
Not since they drained the pool.
Could put
by
you...
pool, Bug means fountain, but the fountain was deep enough for Bug to treat it as a pool.
Suzanne has already vaulted the railing.
Okay. Pick Bug up, plonk Bug in Glister's lap, and then jump off the railing because I do believe I've got glide.
For the record, I did not consent to being picked up. Or placed in someone's lap. The only person consenting to that right now is dressed in red down there.
Nevertheless. And gliding down. Okay, the way that Siller glides is not shoulder blade wings. Their clothes all have basically... Okay, the wrists are bonded, have the sleeve part there. But all the other sleeves are open because... Feathers snap open from their arms like switchblades, allowing gliding. So, glide, glide, glide. Hey, I mean, you know, Bug got put in the lap of a flying super person, so obviously this means that they can come down this way, right? Right.
Unless Bug is unceremoniously pushed off of the lap because neither party was interested in that happening.
It's a crossover. They're supposed to cooperate. This is their problem now. Sorry about that.
I'm waiting to hear from the GM what happens next.
Error has leaped down with you. He seems entirely unfazed by landing.
Suzanne gives him a thumbs up.
Atar is right next to Dawn Commander. The way he flies is like he does that, like legs together, toes down, arms crossed, like
that is
ramrod straight.
Sorry,
the mental image.
It's like when a kid makes their action hero fly, and they just pick them up and hold them in their fist and move them about.
Yeah, pretty much.
For the last time, Snake Eyes can't fly. He does in my world.
Glister says, I don't even know why we bother. And she and Thista go to the escalator.
With or without a bug still in her lap.
She doesn't seem to notice. Or if she does, she's okay with it.
Bug is going to attempt to get out of the lap as unawkwardly as possible. I do not believe this is possible. Mostly because of the word awkward. Trying to not be awkward portion of that.
Yeah, make me a speed defense roll and you can add that dexterity power shift to it. Actually, what? Dexterity already says you can ease your speed defense roll by one per shift.
Okay, what's the difficulty?
Call it 3.
Oh, I do manage to hop down.
With a 16, you roll out of her lap, tumble a bit on the floor, and wind up on your feet. Thista gives you a little, like, golf clap.
Thank you, I guess. Oh, dang it, I missed the save point.
I appreciate dexterity when I see it.
Yeah, that was, I assure you that was mostly luck, but thank you.
Hey, take the credit.
Tell me
about this mall report.
Well, I Siller slides slightly between Suzanne and Atar like someone saying, stay away from my classmate. We're reporting on the mall, and there's a mall here, and there's Christmas decorations, and there's a sweet shop over there, and there's a Sears over there. Have you noticed?
Miller, would you make me an intellect defense roll, please? Difficulty 3?
Sure. Intellect. Do I want to check one little thing and see if I have a... Nope, I have speed defense boosts. Okay. What was the difficulty again? 3?
3.
Rolling.
Will you take a nat 20? Again?
Again.
I guess I can't. The reason I can't see the die, the number on the die, even when I tweaked it. So I'm just sticking with this die. Apparently, when I can't see the die, it's like good.
For the listeners at home, the die is black on black.
Yeah. I tried to make the face.
I can see the 20, light, but I'm also in a room where the only light sources right now are the monitors.
So I made it.
Yes. You have resisted. Well, I'm not actually going to tell you what you resisted, but there is something suddenly foreign in your mind that you effortlessly swat away. And
with a look mixture of
a look of irritation. A look of irritation crosses Glister's face.
Can I give Glister just the slightest bit of headache for that?
Sure.
After all, major effect.
Yes.
Be hindered the next time you try and get in somebody's mind, mentalist. Ha! No, I'm major thinking effect, that. I'm not saying it.
You could have pushed Glister in a direction. I would say straight down. Glister has to touch the ground like a peasant.
Or, you know, sink down a little bit. Something like that.
But no, headaches works.
Yeah. Grin. Grin like a mockingbird. And okay, they can't actually grin, but, you know, a magpie. Grin like a corvid. It's not like you can see them grinning, but sometimes they are totally grinning. It's the body language. Know. Yeah, you know. Natter on about the mall until Atar decides to... that he doesn't want to know anymore.
So, Tara, are you going to get a picture too, or you just want to sit in Santa's lap and tell him what you want for Christmas?
Tara grins and nods.
That wasn't a yes or no question, but okay.
He wants a picture so he can remember it.
Well, that's why a lot of people want pictures. Yeah. Although usually it's a parent that wants a picture of their kid so they can remember it.
If he gets bigger, he could be the Santa, right?
There is suddenly a look of wonder in Terror's eyes.
You grow
Bud
up.
Bud makes a face.
You put the Santa suit on. You channel the spirit of Christmas and you be the Santa. But I think you gotta be an adult for it.
You could probably be an elf, though. Sometimes kids get to be elves.
Bud continues to make
a face. Like me.
Some poor kid is stuck being an elf.
I thought the elves here were animatronic.
Well, maybe that was last year.
No, it was in the description the GM gave. Just scroll up in the chat. Oh, that's right. I'm the one on the computer.
There's an elf to come see Santa.
There are animatronic elves, but not all the elves are animatronic. One of them is a teenager. One of them is looking at you and looking terrified.
Do they look like someone who in the summer works at a mini golf place?
They sure do.
Oh, hey, I know that elf. Hi. Bug waves enthusiastically.
Hey. Hi.
We didn't trash the place.
Please don't have a fight.
Would we have a fight during Christmas season?
I don't know you.
Suzanne, back me up. We wouldn't have a fight during Christmas season, right? Right?
Not without giant candy canes.
Right.
Oh, you mean like those over there?
The teenager looks over at the giant candy canes.
There's like enough that each of us could have two of them.
That's part of the Christmas candy village.
Well, I'm not holding a giant candy cane, so I'm not going to have a fight.
I don't think they're structurally sound enough for them to be used as weaponry.
Lick one with a finger, you know. Cock, cock.
I don't want to lick any plastic from the 80s. Thank you very much.
No. Flick with a finger. You know, bop, bop.
Oh, I heard lick.
I'm sorry you heard lick. I did not mean to say lick. Lick. Flick.
The F sound didn't come through. And I have this picture of you going through
Discord.
A giant candy cane and thinking it was actual sugar.
No, I don't think I've ever done that.
Anyway, we're just in line because Terror wants to get a picture with Santa.
Right.
Which one is Terror?
Gesture.
That's him.
Terror raises a hand and waves. Ah! Oh, can I go home now?
When's your shift end?
You still got 3 hours on the clock, kid.
There you go. How late is the mall open in hours? Like, what time of day are we here?
Early afternoon.
Okay. Does the Santa visitation end in 3 hours, or is that just when this particular traumatized elf's time is up?
That's when this particular traumatized elf's time is up.
Okay. I have an ability called Distant Interface. You can activate, deactivate, or control a machine at long range as if you were next to it, even if normally you would have to touch or manually operate it. If you have never interacted with a particular machine before, the task is hindered by two steps. To use this ability, you must understand the function of the machine. It must be your size or smaller, and it can't be connected to another intelligence or be intelligent itself. Question. The clock that was checked to tell this teenager they have 3 hours remaining. How big is it?
Is it bug-sized?
I can see there being an oversized clock being used. We are in a mall during Christmas season. But also, there's a chance. I love when I ask a question that requires a GM to roll a die.
It's not quite as big as you.
Wonderful. So I'm going to use this ability.
The clock in question is one of those classic analog clocks fitting the decor.
I was hoping.
That is mounted on the semicircle of the upper promenade above the concourse, like below the railing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, this is exactly what I was picturing in my mind's eye, I believe.
Okay.
So this works perfectly, and it goes along with what I want Bug to say, assuming this works. Now, this is hindered by two steps because I've never touched this clock before. I'm not going to try to make that argument. But I have an intelligence power shift of 3.
Yes.
What is the difficulty for this? To just change the clock to make it move forward 3 hours. Exactly 3 hours.
I'll say, well, let's make it 3.
Okay. And that means this is eased by 1 because down and up, that's math. And I am going to also put a level of effort into this because why the heck not? It's Christmas. I would like to spend my luck points.
Okay.
Was it a 1?
No, it was a 2.
It's a 3. At least you beat difficulty 1 now. It succeeds.
And I believe by luck rules, because I'm spending luck, I'm not going to get a luck point from this failure. So I'm at luck 0.
That's true.
That's fine. That's fine. Bug tries to make the clock spin forward 3 hours. What happens instead?
No, you succeeded.
Yeah, you succeeded.
Oh. You make the clock spin forward 3 hours.
Oh, I rolled a 3, but with the power shift and effort, it worked. Duh. Math.
Yes.
My mortal enemy.
I was trying to do digital math.
I know that, Jeff. Yes. Okay. So, are you sure their shift is up in 3 hours? You might have, read the little hand's hard to tell sometimes. I screw that up a lot. That's why I use a digital watch. Bug's watch is not comprehensible to most people. It tells the time in binary.
That's terrifying.
Well, if the clock says you can go home, then you can go home. Be sure to clock out, kid. And remember, you're only getting paid for the hours you work. Yeah, I'll take that. And the elf wanders off.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas.
They seem nice.
Or terrified.
You could be 2 things. Some people, when they're terrified, they get mean. Anyway, that's my good deed for the day. Telling someone they read a clock wrong.
Indeed. But you will be on Santa's nice list for sure. Except for all the villainy, of course.
I'm shocked. Shocked you think we're villains. We didn't cheat at that golf game. We didn't blow anything up. I don't remember cheating at the golf game.
I feel like me playing golf might be cheating by definition.
Oh?
But I can't really help it.
I mean, you weren't floating the ball into the hole.
I'm not a telekinetic.
See? How could it be cheating?
If anything, I made the game harder by fixing the windmill.
Huh? Notice that?
You are edging closer to Santa. There are now 4 kids ahead of you in line.
The current kid shows up. They pull out a binder. For your convenience, I've sorted this alphabetically. Item number 1. A model 000000.
No. Do any of the kids in line seem like they don't want to be there?
Not really. They all seem pretty excited to meet Santa Claus.
All right. We can't have kids.
So they're all over the age of 1.
Yeah.
Suddenly, from above you, take this, Claus. This is for all the sucks. And you look up. Do you look up?
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah.
There is a Bug, you would call this person Evertight. Everybody else, this is a diminutive person, but clearly an adult. They are wearing a green jumpsuit and walking on stilts, apparently.
You can't cause Christmas mayhem. We were going to cause Christmas mayhem. After this.
You were?
Part of the book.
Yeah. We were?
I mean, we're supposed to think about it at least. Anyway, I want those stilts.
I figured we'd have a Christmas-themed fight after this, yeah?
Oh, wait.
After all, showed up, yeah.
Hang on. Are you all students at, the academy?
Which one?
Yes.
I mean, yeah, that's the answer. The answer is yes.
Oh,
at
sorry.
Academy.
He reaches up and smooths his hair back. Sorry, I didn't realize I was double booked. I'm just gonna go.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Matt, Merry Christmas.
Can I use your stilts?
No.
And he walks away.
For the record, socks are a very useful gift now.
You know, I didn't think that that would work, and now I feel kind of awkward.
Well?
Like, I thought I was going to say that, and then we were going to all...
Honestly, I didn't think that was going to work either.
We should lie about causing mayhem more often. Wait.
It wasn't a lie!
I mean, yeah, we got a bunch of super budding superheroes here. I figured there was going to be a fight.
So you are here to cause mayhem?
Weren't you listening when I said I don't need another court case?
Right. I mean, look, you people are here, and we're here, and I kind of figure you're going to attack us because you think we're here to cause mayhem.
Well, you just told them we're going to cause mayhem.
I was going to ask if they want Christmas.
I was here
to traditional snowball fights.
I was here to make snowball a list for class and then spend the rest of the day at the arcade.
Don't worry, you can do that when we have the snowball fight. A lot of fake snow around here, right? Right.
I am interested in the mayhem you were planning.
Right, so
you
after...
are? Yes. Why wouldn't I be? Well, because are you planning mayhem? No, but knowing an enemy's tactics in advance gives you insight into their mind.
Excuse me, what? Besides, I thought one of you other people got mental insight into people some other way.
Yes, that's true, but he has a point. Clister looks like she's trying to find the, uncharacteristically trying to find the words. I am interested in learning about the kinds of things that you were thinking about doing as mayhem here, because sometimes we get sent out to deal with actual... No, I'm sorry, that's dismissive. Adult supervillains. And they might have some of the same ideas.
Wait, back up,
you have to deal with
up.
Adult ones?
They send kids to fight adults?
Yeah.
Are they? That's...
I don't think that's something you can do and keep your accreditation.
Yeah, I got questions here.
Well, okay. It's less get sent and more we hear about it and then we have to follow Atar.
Oh, okay. Yeah, fair.
What?
That makes way more sense.
Being a hero, is that not what we are meant to do? No, you're meant to go to class.
And learn how to be a hero responsibly with minimal collateral damage.
Is there a class we should be in now? Have I drawn you away from the campus?
No, field trip.
Without
it's a field
cause?
Trip.
We're no, on a field trip.
They're on a field trip. We have a holiday. Also, it's Saturday. Oh, then why did the cafeteria have Thursday breakfast this morning?
Time travel?
Ah, that could be.
What day breakfast did our cafeteria have?
Saturday.
Our cafeteria had Saturday breakfast. Also, is it weird that they have specific days where they serve specific things?
I mean, it probably keeps good rotation so that nothing goes really bad.
Look, that ironfish cereal's not going to go bad. It might rust, but it's not going to go bad. Also, why do we have an ironfish cereal?
Probably because we got somebody who needs a lot of ironfish in their diet. I don't know.
It's for one of the
robots,
another
place.
I think. Anyway, Christmas fight's traditional.
Yeah. Snowball fights. Tradition.
Yeah.
Also, pretty sure that we're going to get attacked by Adar when all this is done.
Well... When the sudden but inevitable betrayal happens, could we have it be someplace where people didn't have to set up a lot of decorations? I mean, all this stuff looks very easily breakable. And like I said, I don't want to be in a courtroom again. My mom gets really, really mad.
It seems kind of against the spirit of things.
Yeah. And I do need to figure out if we can source like a giant papier-mâché horse skull?
I still can't rhyme.
Well, it is snowing outside. It wasn't when you came in.
Oh, nice.
Terror hears this and turns around to go outside.
Wait for Santa.
Fista handily turns him around and redirects him back into line.
You're good at that.
You have to sit on Santa's lap, and then you can go catch snowflakes on your tongue.
Besides, we wait long enough, there'll be more snow, probably.
After Santa, you want to make snow angels?
Well, I guess if that's what you want.
Don't worry. We'll have the snowball fight with you.
Great.
We could make mechanical snowmen who fight each other.
That does sound like a good time.
Hmm.
Someone else doing my fighting for me?
No, you control them.
That seems...
They wouldn't be autonomous.
Ah, I see. Like the mecha anime they have been telling me about.
Kinda, sorta. Think of it as a battle of reflexes as opposed to raw strength.
Hmm. Well, I shall... Oh, we have to move forward. I shall consider this.
I'm assuming for this entire time, Attar's been floating off the ground with toes pointed and arms crossed.
Yes.
Is Attar actually in the queue or next to it?
He's in the queue.
Okay.
He's not going to sit in a Santa's lap, but he's in the queue. He's in the queue with Terror. The family behind you, incidentally, there are families behind you in the line. They are keeping a distance.
That's really sensible of them, honestly.
Yeah.
One cannot blame them.
They were just social distancing at first, but when you mentioned that there was an obligatory fight, they took another couple steps back.
Good choice. Good choice.
All right. You step forward another couple of times until you are next in line.
You can go first, Terror.
Ah.
Oh.
There bug. Is...
Sorry.
No, please go ahead.
But wow.
I was just proceeding because nobody said anything.
Ah. Bug is offering for Terror to go first, partially because of Terror's enthusiasm, and partially because Bug is searching through his pockets to find a letter, which he is going to find because he made sure to bring it since he knew what the event was. The player didn't know, but Bug did, because Bug knew what time of year it was, even if the player did not.
The child in front of you gets done telling Santa what they want for Christmas, and Santa says, oh, well, you better be good.
I will.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Santa.
And they walk off, and it's your turn. Terror is barely restrained from running directly at Santa and leaping into Santa's lap. In fact, Thista may be sort of lifting him off the ground by the waist as
you see the legs
Terror
moving.
Makes that four-legged running motion. And she sets him in Santa's lap. Santa is... not disturbed by this. So, what would you like, little boy? None of you can understand this. Santa is at least doing a very good job of pretending that he can. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'll have to see what I can do. Mm-hmm. Well, the elves might have trouble getting a hold of that one, but, well, we'll give it a try.
Uh-huh.
All right. Are you going to be good?
Ah.
All right. Smile for the camera. And there's a click, and it's from up close. It's very obvious that there's an elf behind the Santa's chair who's clicking a remote button. But to the kids, it's going to look like the camera's going off on its own.
Aww.
All right. Have a Merry Christmas, and don't forget to be good.
Aha.
That's oddly, extremely adorable.
And Terror jumps off Santa's lap and rolls over into the waiting area for the photos. Like does somersaults.
Mm-hmm. Is happy. Well, that's appallingly adorable.
Bug, it's your turn.
Bug goes forward and gets on Santa's lap and says,
my lawyer said I had to give you this apology note for what happened 2 years ago. I am very sorry about the incident. And I hope that it didn't traumatize you too much when you encountered the holy animatronic welcome that was waiting by the tree. Really, really sorry about that. This was incidental.
Well, your lawyers are smart people. Your lawyers are smart people. And all is forgiven. After all, I'm Santa Claus. Who would I be if I didn't forgive something that happened 2 whole years ago.
Welshnickel?
It would have been given last year, but there was a restraining order.
Yep.
Yes. My lawyers are smart people, too. So, what would you like, young man?
You just gave it. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, and don't forget to be good.
I try. Fail usually, but try.
Bug will hop down and go off where Terror
That's
went.
That's all anybody could ask. Terror is standing there holding 2 packets of photographs. He passes one over to Bug.
Thanks.
Aww.
None of the other heroes seem particularly interested in sitting in Santa's lap.
Can't blame them.
Indeed.
The scale makes it a little awkward.
Yeah. So that sounded like you knew him.
Who were they talking to?
You.
You.
Well, you know how kids like to try to stay up late and catch Santa delivering the presents?
Yeah.
My plan was a little bit more elaborate than that.
You were going to catch Santa?
Not in that number of words.
Wait,
did it work?
So you came here and you laid a trap for Santa?
No, I didn't come here. This was 2 years ago, at home.
Oh.
That's referred to as incident number 2.
Atar nods, and Terror nods, and Glister and Thista sort of exchange a look, like, and then they glance back at Santa, and then they exchange another look.
I know most of them aren't the real Santa, but they're not all fake Santas.
Kind of quantum, I hear.
Well, maybe it's a Christmas miracle.
Look,
let's go with that.
I don't think it's a miracle. We're in a town that has a high population of superheroes and supervillains, and also a school or two dedicated to that. The percentage of holiday mischief that's superpowered in nature is an exponential increase right now in towns like this. The real Santa's going to show up. Whether or not this is true, this is what Bug believes.
They look at each other and shrug and continue their way out the front, where it is indeed snowing. About 0.5 inch has accumulated so far since you've been in the mall.
Anyway, it's really easy to tell which one's the real Santa. It's the one who looks like they're from Turkey.
Well, Santa, St. Nicholas is from Turkey. Santa might take on the form that popular culture has given him, if it is the real Santa. She was clearly about to say something else and then glanced down at Terror and amended the statement she was about to make.
Well, you can believe what you want, and I will believe what I want, and I don't think there's any harm in the differences. Anyway, who wants to have animatronic snowmen fighting each other? I've made controllers!
Ziller has been looking for appropriate shadows and appropriate snow and is going to make every effort to possibly step into shadows and then out of them again somewhere in such a way that there is going to be able to be snow dumped down the back of Atar's costume.
Okay.
That is the plan, especially while Bug is being the distraction.
And Dawn Commander, what are you up to?
Dawn Commander is activating her ring, and therefore her costume is flashing on, etc. And she is turning around with cape flying, ready to conduct snow-related mayhem.
Dawn Commander turns around, cape flying, costume engaged, just in time to catch a snowball to the face. And as you wipe it off, you can see Glister sort of laughing behind her hand.
Ha! All right.
Siller leaps up and stuffs a snowball down the back of Atar's costume. I say, my goodness! Thista takes one of the controllers and holds it out of Terror's hand, Terror's reach, because Terror is going to take it apart if he gets his hands on it. And presses the button that starts assembling the snowman out of the snow.
at least one of the snowmen is going to be made from one of those inflatable decorations that you see. At least that's the outer housing. The interior works might be adding a bit more structural integrity, but the controllers do have a button for arm, and when you press that, the hand goes down and picks up a pile of snow and compresses it, and fire, which makes them throw the snowball that they've just made directly forward, whichever way they're facing.
Sounds good. And as Terror starts jumping for the controller and Thista uses it to fling a snowball at Bug's robot, as Atar tries very hard to get the cold out of his suit, well, and while Dawn Commander gathers her own snowball to throw back at Glister. Armful of snow. That's where we're going to end it. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, everyone, for playing. I have been joined this Christmas by my friends, Beth, Crash, and Io. And this holiday season, who would like to plug something?
Io's mom writes books at elizabethmccoy.com, and since they're ebooks, it's a little trickier to get them as gifts for people, but you know, you can buy gifts. I think if your Target and you both have Apple accounts, you can get a gift code there. I know that there's a way to do it with the Amazon stuff. I don't know about Nook and Kobo, but you can look into it. So it's possible. And frankly, if you buy another copy at Smashwords and, you know, send it to them or whatever, I'm fine with that. You know, just buy another copy. It'll let you do that. Send it to them.
Speaking of books, our probably sleeping friend, Jen, runs a website at bookofjen.net. And speaking of websites,
well, we put all of this goodness over at aaronbsmith.com, where you can find the various podcasts, each with their own RSS feed, or the Firehose RSS feed that will have two updates a week. The others, it depends on when, how often we record them. But at least two uploads a week for the Firehose RSS feed. You can also ask the players questions or ask the characters questions if you wish. There's a few ways you can do that. You can find us on the Fediverse at is.aaronbsmith.com/@cogwheel. You can also email questions in to cogwheel@aaronbsmith.com. You can also send comments in on the YouTube videos that are basically just taken from the RSS feeds I've mentioned earlier. Or you can become a Patreon patron by going to patreon.com/cogwheelgaming, and you can even help us keep the lights on there. Just like our other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Liv Droman, Paul, Shan Shan, Walter, and Patron Emeritus Cindy.
And until next time, this is Ellie saying, I can't believe you double booked me. It was not my fault. Listen, I'm going to have a talk with Professor Inch about when he sends students out to do field trip projects. But anyway, next time we'll make sure we get the schedule straight. You had better. Or what? Never mind.
Hello, yes.
Good night.
This is Mo. Yes, that Mo. No, not the... Yes. Just wanted to call and say the double booking worked flawlessly. It's been a pleasure. Merry Christmas.
Good night, everybody. And happy holidays.